How are you doing today?
I'm amazing. How are you?
Oh, anybody who says amazing lives that lifestyle and isn't afraid to pass that energy forward.
I receive.
Before we even get started, I got to tell you, Gordon Ramsay is a hero in my life. I found love in the kitchen, and then to hear that you won the MasterChef Celebrity Showdown, my God.
I love, when I tell you, he's such a sweetheart in person. Everybody think he is a-hole, but he really not. And after I won, they offered me my own show afterwards.
Oh, my God. And look at this show you've got on OWN. I mean, the Never Ever Mets. Who would have ever thought that this would be the thing that people are talking about?
Well, you know, everybody love a good dating show, and everybody love a good love ending.
Yeah, but the thought of it, though, because I guess we really don't think about people that they'll meet online, but then they never meet in person. I mean, that is there. What is the fear? Is it just being judged?
No, well, I don't know if you've been hearing the news, you know, like some of these women have been meeting up with men on Bumble or Tinder or something like that, and then they'll end up missing.
Yes.
So I think it's just the fear of something bad happening. And yeah. I think this show just created a safe space for them to be able to do that. But you know, a lot of people have their different reasons. Some people be like, hey, I just don't have the funds to be able to get to you. Some people, I'm just afraid. I'm just not confident, or I'm not, you know, ready to actually meet this person in person. And then my personal opinion, I think people just don't want to put in the work. This is easy to date online and pretend with this pretend relationship or this online relationship that I really don't have to commit to. Nobody wants to put in the work anymore.
Wow. I know about the work. I've been married for 32 years. I truly understand the work.
Bless you.
But you know, do you ever find yourself when you're on the set of the show thinking, what were people doing pre-1990s before the internet? You still had to meet.
Always. I do it to this day. Always. I think the world is so disconnected right now that I don't know. Everything is so superficial.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things where it's like, what can you do for me? Nobody's really connected anymore. So I love that this show is doing this. It's going to teach people how to connect, how to face your fears, put in work, yeah. Because it will definitely work for these couples.
And see, I'm really charged up the fact that there is couples therapy available, because to me, that's speaking to the viewer at home who is living this lifestyle and doesn't want to step out. So you really are, like you said, you're educating the community that, come on, we've got to get together.
Yeah. And I love that they brought a therapist on too. She's a good friend of mine now, Allie. She's amazing. Because a lot of people, especially if you're from my community, they don't really believe in therapy. But the fact that they were able to bring someone on to help them navigate, because we already understood that this experience was going to be a little difficult. We know that this experience was a little unorthodox. And then also these people coming on this show to expose their lives to the world. They won't need a little therapy. They definitely don't need it.
The focus is on seven different couples, but my deeper question is, are these relationships a secret or is it wide open?
I think it's a mixture.
Oh.
I think it's a mixture. Without giving away too much on the show, I definitely think it's a mixture. But also with a little dab of fear.
I got to compliment you on something here. Your background with all the photographs, those are moments in time, and it's just so captivating that it's like, I can't imagine what it does to your imagination to walk by one and still feel the energy.
These are all the women who inspired me musically, all the way down from Diana Ross to the Nina Simone, from Jill Scott. Yeah, these are all the women who inspired me musically.
Oh, my God. See, that in itself is a show. Give me like a 20-part episode here of you and how people, you know, brought music to your soul.
And all my music that I create, I talk about, I literally did a cover to an old Diana Ross song. And people were so blown away. They was like, how do you do an old Diana Ross song with hip-hop and mix it with hip-hop rendition? To inspire me musically.
And we got to give a big kudos to hip-hop celebrating 50 years this year.
Yes.
Okay. Did you go to New York?
No, but I've been blessed with the opportunity to talk with a lot of the artists that have been a part of the journey. And it's been so fun to talk about the history of it all, because it is so important that we know the history before we can grow forward.
I love it. Who's your favorite person? Who are you looking forward to talking to?
Oh my God, Babyface. I love the producers and to talk with Luther Campbell. I mean, it's like there's so many different levels that you can go and talk about how it all came together when it wasn't looking like that it was going to be a safe world.
I love Baby. I had the honor and the privilege to shadow direct Babyface in one of his videos.
See, that in itself is a story that everybody doesn't know. We know the song, but we don't know the guy.
Mm-hmm. He's such a soft-spoken man. He's literally a baby face.
Yeah. Well, see,
literally a baby face.
And the same is true about you. We're just learning more about you. So that's what's so fun about watching you do this, you know, the Never Ever Mets on OWN.
Thank you.
Yeah. So where do you grow from here? Because, I mean, spiritually, you've got to be learning lessons. You were put on that show for a reason. You're called.
Oh, man, listen, I love your spirit because you got it down pat, okay? Yes, I was telling some folks earlier that I learned to become a little bit more aware when it comes to dating. The show definitely taught me a lot, taught me to listen.
Yes.
So even with the relationship that I'm currently in, dealing with a guy right now, but it's teaching me patience. The show has taught me so much patience. Wow. And also understanding, like, sometimes you got to put yourself in the other person's shoes to really understand and grasp why they say and do the things that they do. Mm-hmm. And I think on this show and watching the couples go through what they went through. So you had some couples who were real at ease and real chill about some things. Of course, drama aroused because you have other people in the house. But the couples who I was rooting for, I felt like the connection for them was real. It was there. I think because there were other people in the house, it kind of influenced their relationship. Wow. You know what I mean? But just learning patience and also learning to give people grace.
Wow. You are the Steve Harvey of this show. I'm going to tell you that right now. You've got the love in your heart.
Receive.
You've got to come back to this show anytime in the future. The door is always going to be open for you.
Have me anytime. I'm more than happy to come back.
Excellent. Well, you be brilliant today, okay?
You are. Yeah. Oh, my God. You might be my favorite person today. Be brilliant today. You have a good one on purpose. How about that?
Thank you.